It was supposed to be a dream vacation. Three trips, two by land and one cruise. A great deal and a promise of unforgettable experiences. But instead, I got a harsh lesson in fraud. After paying $1,300, I found myself unable to book a single trip. And when I dug deeper, I realized the company didn't even exist. And to make matters worse, they fought my dispute with the credit card company, leaving me with no refund, no trips, and no recourse. If you've ever been scammed, you know the feeling. The anger, the anxiety, the helplessness, wanting your wrong to be righted, the feeling of nakedness and vulnerability, the frustration of knowing someone got over on you and got away with your hard-earned cash. In this episode, I'm sharing my own fraud nightmare, and more importantly, what you must do if you ever find yourself in a same situation. Back for another episode of Top Priority Chronicles. It is a blessing to be here with you another week. So this week I am sharing my own personal story of how I got scammed, and I just want to make sure that folks are aware of the crafty and cunning methods that these scammers are using today, and just to help you be more aware and alert and know what red flags to look out for to help you not or avoid being a victim of the scams. Now, let's set the scene. This was when we were coming out of COVID back, I wanna say either the early part of 2021. I was called by a vacation company that was offering three vacation trips for $1,300. It was two hotel stays, all-inclusive hotel stays for up to five family members, and a cruise for up to five. Now, they didn't include transportation, which I was aware of. That's usually not common, anything I've experienced, but all the hotel cover was paid for. And so I thought this was a really good deal. I was really eager because this was before we had a chance to travel after COVID, and I was just eager to get my family out of the house and get out of the house myself. So why it seemed legitimate at first is because I went to the website. They had a legitimate website. I called the phone number. I got an answer when I called the business phone number, and it was the typical I've purchased trips before through my home, my timeshare company. And what they usually do is they, get you on the hook for the trip, and then they pass you along to a phone, to their manager, somebody to solidify the deal. And so that's kind of the process they took. And because I was familiar with that process, it seemed legitimate. They sent me the emails that they were going to ask me to send. They had me fax over my ID and other, private information. And so I just thought everything was good. And the moment I realized it was a scam was not initially. This happened about the middle of May, and they requested that you book the trips 3 months in advance. So because we had not booked any trips we couldn't book any trips, I was going to plan to book a trip for my birthday. My birthday's not until December. And because the company requested 3 months in advance booking, I attempted to start booking the trip in September. So early September. So once I initially made the request to give them the dates I selected, I was waiting for a call back from them to book the trip. Make a long story short, as a matter of fact, I think I may have was booking in late July or even August. And by September, I hadn't heard back from anybody. And I was told I could wait up to 30 days. So early September, I called and I started getting the runaround with the phone calls. I would call, be put on hold, and just wait, and then the phone would hang up. And that happened on many, many different occasions. So about maybe the 10th time, I started to get scam vibes, or that maybe this was not a legitimate trip if I couldn't book it. So I attempted to make my complaint directly with the company and ask for a refund. And the company did not, my complaint fell on deaf ears, and they were not responding to my complaints. So I next went to my credit card company and attempted to make the dispute. Make a long story short, they initially honored the dispute, gave me the $1,300 back in a credit. Eventually, the company, which I'm not going to keep their name secret, it is very imperative that you know that this company's name, so that if you are ever accustomed by them, or they contact you by email or by phone, that you know that they are potentially scam artists, and that you don't fall victim to their prey. The company's name is Beach Resorts International. As a matter of fact, I looked at my email. They are still contacting me as late as 2024 with contacting me, stating that they noticed I didn't use my trips, and if I pay them more money, they could upgrade my trips and I could still have access to those trips. I have since learned that company is not a legitimate company. I must say I didn't know that right off the bat. It took months of learning, and after I made my third dispute with the credit card company, which was American Express, they didn't allow me to make more than three disputes. And by the time I learned they were a fraudulent company, it was after the third dispute, so they would not open the dispute again, the complaint. And so they did not honor it, and I was very frustrated. I was very upset. And just to say the least, again, this podcast episode is really dedicated to the listeners to make sure that we are more alert and aware that these scams are going on, and that you know at least a name of what to look out for. And when I booked the trip, I used my credit card because I assumed that it would be additional protection instead of using my bank card or just directly through my cash coming out of my bank account. I assumed the credit card company would give me that extra layer of protection, and boy, was I wrong. So I just want we all to be aware that sometimes the protections that are out there to protect us, sometimes they the scammers know how to get around them, and so we have to know how go that extra mile to do our due diligence to make sure that we're not falling prey to their scams. So now I want to be able to talk to you. I attempted to get my money back. I attempted to make a dispute through my credit card company. I also went through my legal shield and had an attorney draft up a letter to my credit card company. Yeah, by the time I got them involved, I found out that they weren't the company in Mexico wasn't a real company. And with them being in Mexico, they didn't have to abide by U.S. consumer laws. So there was just a lot of moving pieces involved that were complicated and above my level of understanding, to be honest. And so it left me feeling really powerless. So I enlisted the help of a legal professional to draft up a response, a demand letter, and also to explain to me the limitations of this experience I was having, what I could do and what I couldn't do. And basically what they told me was the money was basically water under the bridge, and I had to just accept that I could very well not get my money back. And that's what ended up happening. And so the hard reality I learned is that the extra layer of protection I thought I had in the credit card company was non-existent, or was not there, and that we all need to be aware that do your due diligence of researching the company before even going into a contract deal, so you know that you are doing business with a reputable company and that you have recourse. You want to know that they're located inside the United States, so we know that they have to abide by the U.S. consumer laws. And just if you choose to go outside of that, you have to understand the limitations of the recourse you have should you file a complaint or not be happy with the services that you receive. Should you ever experience or have red flags of being a victim of a scam or fraud, I would encourage you immediately contact your bank or credit card company and file a dispute ASAP. You want to collect all your documentation, any emails that they were sending. If you're doing business over your phone, like I was doing, you'll want to be taking pictures of screenshot of any business that you're doing, purchases that you're making. Keep all receipts, all emails, all correspondence, and you'll want to even phone calls. Take screenshots of the phone calls that you made or share your phone records with your credit card company or banking establishment to make sure that they are aware of how you've tried to resolve this issue on your own. Next, you're going to want to file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau. And you're going to want to file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission and file a complaint with your state's attorney general. You can do all of these online. You can contact them by phone, whatever's your method of contact. They are available. I would encourage you to do that right away as soon as you feel like you've been taken advantage of. And how you can strengthen your case is, in my stance, I used a legal professional because they are professionals in the law. They know the ins and outs of consumer law, and I didn't want to have to give myself a crash course and in the law of in consumer law before following up on this, because it would have overwhelmed me and possibly kept me at a standstill. So I let a legal professional, but if you were going to do it on your own, you're going to want to do some research and finding out what specific language you need to use to make your dispute as strong as possible. You need to know that timing is of the essence. I didn't know that my credit card company only gave me 3 disputes, but also, sometimes, like if I would have purchased the trip and waited over a year because they told me I had 3 years to use those trips, if I would have waited over a year, I would have exhausted the window of opportunity the credit card company gives to file a dispute. So I would say timing is of the essence. If you buy something, even if you don't know what date you're going to book it, I would attempt to utilize the service and maybe even put, if you're going to book something and then maybe cancel it if you don't end up keeping the date, but just to make sure that resource, that trip or whatever you purchase is usable, I would do something like that. And you want to warn others. If you've ever a victim of fraud or a scam, you don't want to just keep it to yourself. You want to share your information with others. I would, if you can, share it with the news, put it in a lot of people are educating each other on social media, make social media posts about it, ask people to share. But I think the more we use names instead of just sharing our experience that I was scammed, you use the name so people are aware of who to look out for, not just what. But if you give us the who and what, it gives us a better idea of what we're looking for and how to stay safe from it. So again, I want to reiterate, Beach Resorts International is a fraudulent company that you need to look out for. And I also wanted to share a few tools and websites where you can verify businesses before making large purchases. And what I found is you can go on the Better Business Bureau website and they list company ratings, customer complaints, and how these complaints got resolved. You can also file a complaint through the Better Business Bureau and track your complaint there. The company has to respond to it. Well, I shouldn't say they have to respond to it, but Better Business Bureau does follow up, and they're good at holding businesses accountable and giving customers ratings on the accountability of the company, whether they respond or if they don't. Their rating in Better Business Bureau is public information. Trustpilot is another website that I found. It offers verified customer reviews on businesses around the world. So not just here in the United States, but around the world. And that would have been something very, I believe Trustpilot may have been the starting place for me when I found out this company wasn't a good company. First, I just looked them up online and there was, some information. The company was seem to be have valid website, but as I did more digging, it was not a trusted website. And there was lots of complaints and reviews from other customers who had been scammed the same way. And it looked like it was a very sophisticated scam because they were using multiple hotels, multiple partnerships, and multiple different names going under different names. And so it was a really complicated scam, sophisticated, and they were getting over on a lot of people internationally. Google reviews and the Google business profile is also a good place to research. It displays reviews, photos, location information, and ownership verification. Not only if you're looking for scammers, but also if you're a small business, I will say staying in contact and getting your information updated on Google reviews is a good place for customers to go and check you out, or for you to do the same for another company you're wanting to do business with. A website called Whois Lookup, and the website is whois.domaintools.com, and it helps verify the domain registration, and it looks for how long the site has been active, and that is going to help give you a clue. And is this a new business that just popped up and possibly scamming? Because the less the length of time the business has been open, it gives us less of a trust factor for that company versus companies that have been running for a long period of time. So it's going to also share new or hidden domain ownership, and that should be a red flag for us all. Another website is called scamadvisor.com, and what it does is it checks trust scores of websites based on algorithms and user feedback. So this is going to be a great way to quickly check for unknown and unfamiliar websites. So again, today's podcast episode is really to be an educational tool to help us as consumers to be on the lookout as we are looking for, because I'm a person that looks for great deals on vacationing with my family or alone. And if you are a person that's looking for a great deal, beware for those deals that are really too good to be true. And if you get if you have a second thought about it, you want to do a little bit more research. And if it's a really good deal, the company doesn't mind allowing you to do your due diligence and waiting for you to give them a call back. So I just encourage and implore you all to do your research, look online. Our webs or the internet is a very good educational tool, and you can find out a host of information, but also you can look on things like Reddit to get information from other consumers about red flags and companies that are not reputable. Fraudsters are getting smarter, but that doesn't mean that we have to be getting more taken advantage of or getting scammed. And so that doesn't also mean that we give up our hard-earned cash without a fight. So I encourage you to do your due diligence, and I encourage you to I would say stay close to your elder and younger family members that may fall victim to deals that are too good to be true, that you allow your family to cross-reference with each other and run things by each other so we all can be in a community of looking out for each other and protecting each other. Have you experienced being scammed or fraudulently taken advantage of? I encourage you to DM me with your story. I would love to share your story or be more aware of companies or bad experiences that you've had where you've been fraudulently taken advantage of or scammed. Please share your story in the DM, or you can message me directly and share your story. I would love to bring attention to more of these stories so that the community at large are informed, educated, and aware, and that way we know what to look out for and what to avoid. If you want to know how to hear more of these upcoming episodes, please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you are alerted when a new episode airs. And you can follow me on social media. I am on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on TikTok, even though I haven't yet learned how to effectively use it. And so please follow me, share your wealth of wisdom as well. You can follow me, find me under Jamie Carr or Top Priority Investigations. And I would love to just be aware of any stories that the community has to share about experiences of being scammed. We don't go through this just to sit on our knowledge and not share it with the community. We have to be good stewards of even bad bad companies and share the wealth of alerting our fellow person to be aware of scams and common scams that are out there, because they really are becoming really smart. They are really smart and they are becoming really crafty and being able to get away with a lot of money. So the more we are sharing information, the more we are caring for each other and keeping our community safe. So thank you again for tuning in for this episode. I look forward to seeing you again. And until we meet again, you take care of yourself, be educated, be informed. Also, you be a wealth of information and share your education as well. Thank you.